Battle-Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots and the young partisans that are tuned in tonight. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. This is a very special night tonight because we have a giveaway we've been looking forward to, and the kids have been working so hard. So somebody tonight is going to win an official 200-shot lever-action repeater air rifle, custom engraved from the Daisy Museum. And it was just awesome seeing some of the pictures that parents were sending in of the kids working on their one-time pads. Of course, they didn't have their faces in the pictures. So they were like, you know, over-the-shoulder type of pictures, and they're just awesome. All right. So, kids, you are first tonight. And then we will be giving away the Bravo 6.5 Custom Engraved Memorial Daisy 200-shot lever-action repeater air rifle to the grown-ups. This is the first year we've had an entry for the grown-ups who were able to make their way into the Christmas one-time pad password-protected page, and they had to encrypt a message back to me to get entered in. So for the young partisans, that was a bonus entry. So some of you have got your name in there. Matter of fact, most of you have got your name in there twice. So great job. Now, I just have a quick announcement. Next Sunday night is Christmas Eve. So we will not be doing a show. We usually take Christmas off, especially if it lands right, on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So we'll be doing stuff with friends and family, and we will not be doing a show next Sunday night. But tonight we are going to do segment one, the giveaway for our live listening audience, and then we are going to work on the rest of the segments for tonight and get those recorded and uploaded tonight. So everybody waking up in the morning will be able to listen to the full show. I will be covering a couple of things. First of all, this new NDAA bill that was passed that is a train wreck for personal privacy and government spying. It is very concerning. The other thing is a couple of items, a couple of movies coming out. This Netflix movie about a major grid-down cyber attack, supposedly co-produced by the Obamas. So that should be raising some red flags. And a lot of people have been talking about that this week and asking my opinion. Well, I have an opinion on it, and I'm going to share that in segments two and three covering those topics. But for tonight, for the live stream, segment one here, the Red Ryder BB gun giveaway. Now, before we get to that, and Lady Liberty is here in the studio. Say hi to the kids, Lady Liberty.
Hello, everyone. Are you all excited?
You bet they are.
I bet they are.
Now, I want to remind you guys, if you've not had the chance to tune in to one of the Santa nets on 80 meters, if you go to amron.com and type Santa in the search box, you'll see Santa is Coming to Town, Santa, HF Nets. Now, that's from 2017, but they do the same thing, the same frequency, the same times, every evening on 80 meters. And then on Christmas Eve, they will be having the 14.300 Santa Claus net on 20 meters on Christmas Eve. And I believe the 23rd and the 24th should be in the middle of the day. But all the times, frequencies, and everything are right there. And here's a little taste of what it sounds like. This was from one of the Santa nets from one of the previous Santa nets from a couple of years ago. Take a listen.
It's me, Santa Claus, at the North Pole calling. Oh, this is one of my favorite towns, Snowflake, Arizona. Hello, Bren. Can you hear Santa Claus? Bren, hello, show, too. You're on my good kid list. What would you like from Santa Claus? I'm writing that down. Anything else you want to tell me? Well, we love you too, and Mrs. Claus is smiling after we said that. That is so nice, friend. Let me talk to Rainy if I could. Is Rainy there?
All right, you kids probably didn't know that Santa is a ham radio operator, so there's your chance to talk to him. Go to amron.com, type Santa in the search box, and find the posting titled Santa is Coming to Town, Santa HF Net. It's a great way to introduce the kids to amateur radio. All right, well, Lady Liberty, we've got the recovered Iraqi Army helmet picked up off the battlefield.
That's
from
right.
Desert Storm.
That's right. We have it right here with all of the entries in it.
That's right. No bullet holes in it.
Nope.
Only dropped once. But anyway. All right. So we've got your names, and we are going to be pulling those out. So we're going to start with, we've got a couple of gifts. We're going to announce those tomorrow because it depends on whether we get, you know, boy, girl. We've got those
That's
set
right.
aside.
Yep.
We will be emailing the winners tonight. And then... for those of you who were not able to listen to the show. So the second runner-up
yes.
for the kids, the Young Partisans one-time pad Christmas drawing for 2023. Lady Liberty?
Okay, well, here it goes. Let's swish them around a little bit.
There we go.
Okay, well, the one that came right up on top for second runner-up is High Five.
High Five.
Yep. Congratulations, High Five. You are second runner-up.
All right. And that is, according to my notes, a 14-year-old boy. And I don't have the state. Some of them provided states. Some of them didn't. I think I probably should have known this one, but I don't. I didn't put it in the notes. So High Five. Congratulations. You are second runner-up. And that's a good thing because I know you wanted the BB gun, but... a lot of kids are not going to get a BB gun tonight. Some lucky winner is, though. So we've got, getting closer, the first runner-up for the 2023 Christmas okay. one-time pad contest.
All right, let's flip them
again.
Great
job breaking those encrypted messages, guys.
That's right. Good work,
That's
everyone.
That's unbreakable encryption. The NSA can't even break that.
That's right.
If it's done properly.
That's right. Okay, well, the first runner-up is Sparkles 9.
Sparkles 9, right on. That is a girl. I don't have her age, but Sparkles 9, you are the first runner-up.
Cool.
All
Congratulations
right.
to you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great to see the girls get involved. And, well, I think it was last year, it was almost all girls. It was
that one.
Couldn't believe it.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's really great. All right. Now we've got the grand prize winner.
Okay.
And once again, this is for the 200-shot lever action repeater air rifle from the Daisy Museum, custom engraved.
That's right. Here it goes,
and
everyone.
Thank you to the retired law enforcement officer who has faithfully purchased and donated one of these every year for the last 8 years.
That's outstanding.
For the kids.
That's
yep.
right. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
And some of those kids, oh, it is. And some of the kids over the years, now they're ham radio operators. They've got their licenses.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really neat.
Okay. Well, everyone, if you're ready.
Drum roll.
Okay. Okay, the winner for tonight's BB gun is Blue Hawk 4.
Blue Hawk 4, congratulations. Your hard work and your perseverance paid off. Both High Five and Blue Hawk 4 are brothers. They're from the same.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
That happened a couple of years ago. We had a sister and a brother both win, and one of them won the BB gun. So,
wow.
Yeah, very exciting. See, getting the second entry in, doing the bonus entry, pays off.
Yeah.
Your name is in there twice if you do the bonus entry, which you don't just decode a message, and which is the password to get to the password-protected Christmas one-time pad contest page. But there's a message there for you to encrypt and send back to me.
Yep.
And when you do that successfully, correctly, you get a second name, and it paid off. So
well, and he's 13 years old, and so his brother's 14 years old, and so Blue Hawk, a 13-year-old boy, was the winner.
Yeah, they got a house full of boys, and I think they're probably all going to be taking turns begging their brother.
Yeah, that's right.
They're all going to be so nice to you, Blue Hawk.
That's right. Well, congratulations to you, Blue Hawk. Good job.
Really excited for you. Great job. And great job to all the kids who participated in this year, working so hard and diligently. These are really great skills. This is really fun. Something you can do and practice with your friends and send messages back and forth. Don't break any rules in school. You're not supposed to pass notes.
That's right.
But this is a lot of fun. And over your walkie-talkie radios in the neighborhood they're playing around, you can send secret encoded messages back and forth.
They could even make up their own messages and send them to their friend's mailing address. You know, actually send them through the post office. That would be pretty cool.
Well, there's all kinds of ways to do it. You can get creative, and these kids get pretty creative. Okay, so now let's move on to the adults. This is the first time that we have had adults be able to participate.
That's right.
This is for the Bravo 6-5 Memorial, one of our charter member, an Amron Corps charter member. So he was a member when Amron Corps was born. He was one of the first ones to join, and he was quite the patriot, loved by all, and he helped so many people with radio and computer things. He was quite the hero, and he passed away from COVID. And so we want to memorialize him. Thank you to the Amron Corps operator in the Southeast who donated this, had it custom engraved, and it's beautiful, really nicely done. Good stuff. All right, so for the grown-ups, good job to the grown-ups too for practicing this stuff as well.
Now, there is something interesting here. There is actually more adults than there were children that participated in this one.
There were two more adults than children this year who entered to win the Red Ryder BB gun. And you know, there's a kid in all of us. I if I wasn't doing this, I would enter. Absolutely. So, okay, now there are no runner-up prizes this year for the grown-ups. We're going to try to do that next year, and have some radio related equipment or gear or something like that that we can give away, or
right,
patches or t-shirts. But this year it's just the grand prize for the grown-ups for the BB gun. So Lady Liberty, you've got the names in the helmet, got the kids' names pulled out there.
Yep, and I sure do.
Got the grown-ups.
Yep.
Everybody stand by.
Let's shake them up here.
Here we go.
Okay. All right, here it goes.
Who's it going to be?
The winner from the adult side is Romeo Mike 08.
No way.
Yes.
That's another charter member and longtime Amron Corps member from West Virginia.
Oh, good for him.
speaking of heroes, Romeo Mike 08 is another one who has helped so many people.
He is the greatest guy.
He's trained so many people on digital modes and so many Amron Corps operators have. They're just an amazing group of people, but you know, there are some that just stand out among the others, and he's one of them.
He goes above and beyond.
Absolutely.
He's amazing.
I've got one of his hand-built antennas that is engineered, and several Amron Corps operators have his antenna.
Yep.
And it is just an amazing performer. It's just an end-fed half-wave, and it is dialed in.
Yep, that's right.
It's my favorite field radio antenna. So, well, good job. Congratulations, Romeo Mike 08. You are a winner, sir.
Awesome.
In more ways than one. And all of you guys are. Thank you all we had one from New York that said, I don't even have a call sign yet. I'm getting ready to join Amron.
Oh, wow.
So he just entered as New York.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of rooting for him, too, but
cool.
I was rooting for everybody, but only one person can win. So, Romeo Mike 08, you take the prize.
Good job. Congratulations.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and close out the live stream tonight, and we're going to go right into our old-time radio. And while that's playing, I'm going to be working on the news and commentary and recording segments 2 and 3. And Lady Liberty, if you've got some content.
I sure do.
You do. Okay, segment 4 is coming up. Codename segment 4 will be back in the studio. So you guys will be catching this Monday morning and throughout the week. So great job, everybody. Merry Christmas to all. God bless everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.
And it came to pass in those days that Caesar Augustus issued a decree that there should be a census of the entire Roman world.
So Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth.
This is Lady Liberty, and I just wanted to wish all of you awesome patriots out there a very Merry Christmas.
Because he was of
the house of
David.
I'd like to thank and bless all of you for supporting Liberty State Radio.
And there were shepherds,
all your encouraging
feedback, watching in the nearby field.
Thank you also for supporting our favorite voice of the American Redoubt, John Jacob Schmidt.
And lo, a messenger of the Lord appeared to them,
and
the glory of the Lord shone around them.
Lady Liberty, and
they were greatly afraid.
Radio Free Redoubt.
And the messenger said to them, "Fear not, for lo,
I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel,
praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven,
and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." From all of us at Hillsdale College, to all of you and your families, Merry Christmas.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is episode 23-39, the 39th episode of 2023. And that was fun. Segment one, instead of news and commentary, we got to give away a couple of BB guns and hopefully inspire some young partisans. Over the years, we've seen many of them go on and get their ham radio licenses. Of course, we don't send one-time pad encrypted messages over ham radio, but you sure can over email, or, well, there's other radio services too that you can, MERS. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. It just piques their interest. So, all right. Now in segment 2 and 3, I want to talk about a couple of things going on, threats that we face and the projection that we see taking place. Now, this is not a big surprise, and I've been talking about this for years. Matter of fact, I went through several postings and topics that I've covered on the podcast and things. T-Rex, several T-Rex exercises have been based on a cyber attack scenario. I've been talking about this for several years with the World Economic Forum, projecting, just like they did with COVID. We predict a major global pandemic is going to break out in the next couple of years. And lo and behold, 2 years later, we had COVID-19 and the world lost its bloody mind. And the World Economic Forum and the other globalists were wringing their hands over the opportunity. So this week, there's been this big buzz. People like Joe Rogan said there's going to be a cyber attack. It's a huge threat. And it's a, you know, and they're, so it's, you know, they pass it around. And it's like I've been saying, it's good to see others are catching up. But if you look in the news, there's something about a cyber attack or threatening. Just this week, I had numerous people posting things about this ongoing Chinese cyber attack right now. They're taking down our grid. Well, this happens like every week. There's news like that. And a lot of it's sensationalism, but it is a very real threat and it is coming. And something that's going to dwarf 9/11 is coming. So let's take a look at this. This week, speaking of projection, a couple of movies apparently are coming out. And I've seen people post this. I've had people ask me directly, you know, what are your thoughts on this? What do you think? Have you seen this? I'll just read one email that I got related to this. There are two Hollywood movies garnering a lot of attention in the last 2 weeks. The first, Leave the World Behind, is a Netflix movie about a massive cyber attack that shuts down the U.S. communications networks, including GPS. It has several A-list actors in it, and was produced with the help and input of a former president whose name shall not be mentioned. That's right. At the end of the movie, one of the characters stumbles into a bunker, and there's even a ham station set up monitoring a digital net, even though there's no signal on the radio. The second is a movie slated for release in spring of 2024 titled Civil War. Civil War is about, well, a civil war. And from the trailer, it looks like the president turns the military on civilians and the civilians attempt to take over the White House. My take on both movies is this is scary, insane. The left has a nasty habit of telling us what they are planning on doing, then doing it. Bingo. Why is liberal Hollywood all of the sudden producing movies glorifying right-wing extremists when they've trashed the right for years? Is this just Hollywood making a buck? Didn't know if you were tracking this or not, but thought I'd share. Okay. Once again, this goes back to projection. I'm going to talk about these meetings in Davos, and this cyber polygon is what they call it. It's a cyber polygon, is a summit, a seminar that they hold every year. And I talked about this just January of 2023. This was on the forefront. This was the bright, shining billboard that they were presenting to the world. Of course, climate change. That's an old trusty fallback. But they are setting us up for a major cyber attack. The reason why, and they've even said the Great Reset. They call it the Great Reset. And all these warnings that we see daily about the looming economic collapse and crisis and going to a digital currency, which nobody wants anything to do with, as far as the people, nationalists, citizens, the globalists want it. They're foaming at the mouth over the opportunity, the thought of having an opportunity to implement these things. Well, they're going to create that, and they have an impetus unlike anything else we've ever seen. I'm going to get to that. There's an article that just came out this afternoon, Sunday, from Law Enforcement Today. It's called Signs, Signs, Everywhere a Sign. What's coming our way is going to hurt a lot more than 9/11. Law Enforcement Today recently reported on testimony given by FBI Director Christopher Wray before the Senate Judiciary Committee, in which he answered a question posed by Senator Lindsey Graham about, quote, multiple blinking red lights, close quote, where our national security is involved, by saying, I see blinking lights everywhere I turn. Wray then said something out loud that no member of the Biden administration, that's a regime, or bumbling Joe himself has been willing to say. And here's his quote. I'm concerned that we, and this is Christopher Wray, I'm concerned that we are in a heightened threat environment from foreign terrorist organizations for a whole host of reasons, and obviously their ability to exploit any port of entry, including our southwest border, which is not a port of entry, by the way. The southwest border is not a port of entry. There are ports of entry along the southwest border, but our southwest border is completely wide open. Anyway, we have seen an increase in so-called KSTs, known or suspected terrorists, attempting to cross over the last 5 years. So the Republicans and conservatives have been trying to point this out, and it's conspiracy theory, or it's shot down as, you know, overreactionary, calling boogeyman, when we know what we're seeing and saying is true. But now they're starting to say it. That means the preparatory phase is over and the operational phase is about ready to begin. But AND Magazine, A-N-D Magazine, writing in Substack, takes Ray's comments as a warning since he has made similar statements over the past several weeks. And, of course, we're seeing an uptick in this where they wouldn't talk about it or acknowledge it before. Signaling he believes something terrible is about to happen in the United States, just as the government ignored warning bells before 9/11 terrorist attacks. They seem to be once again asleep at the switch. In some ways, it almost seems to be deliberate, you think? So, there's a 2023 United Nations report. It says the link between the Taliban and both Al-Qaeda and Tehrik Taliban Pakistan remains a strong and symbolic. A range of terrorist groups have greater freedom to maneuver under the Taliban de facto authorities. They're making good use of this, and the threat of terrorism is rising both in Afghanistan and the region. The Taliban have not delivered on the counterterrorism provisions under the agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan between the United States of America and the Taliban. Okay. Along with up to 40,000 military-aged Chinese males, with evidence linking them to Chinese special forces, of members of the PLA, People's Liberation Army, we've had a very sizable number of Pakistanis and Afghanis, along with 162 other countries, come into our country through the southern border. Not to mention the calls for Hezbollah and Hamas to begin carrying out attacks against the United States, against the West, targeting Jews, targeting Christians, targeting the West. So that's one prong of this that we're looking at. Al-Qaeda now. Taliban continues to provide sanctuary to Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda in Indian subcontinent, AQIS. Al-Qaeda's assessed but unannounced Emir Saif al-Adel, who may have freedom of movement between Iran and Afghanistan and may be seeking to increase influence over Al-Qaeda's affiliates, especially ACAP, A-Q-A-P. Senior Al-Qaeda figures remain in Afghanistan under the Taliban's protection, and the group's established new training camps and safe houses where it sends new recruits. So, the article goes on to say, this is from Law Enforcement Today, both Hamas and Hezbollah have threatened to attack the United States, and the likelihood that some assets from both of the groups have crossed into the southern across the southern border is high. And Fadis writes, we are not facing another 9/11. We are facing a prospect, the prospect of something much, much worse. So here, the chaos is intentional. And I believe, and I've been saying this for a long time, something like Israel's October 7th or our 9/11, but only a much more evil scale, is going to hit us. Now, it could come along with a cyber attack, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. But from the conservative treehouse, they've got an article, too funny. CNN begins apoplexy narrative around missing 10-inch declassified dossier that details Trump-Russia conspiracy. So their whole narrative is starting to fall apart. But here's retired law enforcement officer who sent this in, added a couple of his own assessments, analysis. Big picture, number one, the FBI and the DOJ is now seriously worried that President Trump will win the 2024 election. Big picture, number two, CNN, mouthpieces for the FBI Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy fraud now begin positioning defenses against Trump's evidence of the fabrication. So Trump is is the globalist enemy, number one. I suspect something very spectacular related to Trump, or Trump as the catalyst, is going to take place. One, I think that it's very probable that they will try to use this Iranian threat to take Trump out. I believe, you know, with these latest Department of State warnings that Iran has threatened Trump, Pompeo, Michael Bolton, everybody that was involved in the assassination of Soleimani are going to be, they've called for the deaths of these people in retribution. I believe it's very highly likely that the deep state will arrange the conditions to make sure that an Iranian assassin and Trump or Michael Bolton or Pompeo or any combination of those will, those paths will cross. That's one of my concerns. My other concern is if they cannot accomplish that, then they will take down this system. They will take down the grid. They will create a cyber pandemic that will make COVID pale in comparison. And the World Economic Forum is counting, they're planning for this, if not counting on it. Okay, so let me just stop right there. Let me go back to the original. And this is what's been flying around the internet and all of social media. And people have been emailing me and people have been talking about it. First of all, I'm not going to watch this cyber thing. Okay, we've run that into the ground. They're not going to add anything new, except for maybe a new twist that I'm not interested in. First of all, Netflix has shown itself to be a pedophile platform, as far as I'm concerned, targeting children with this demented sexual perversion. Their net worth has dropped. It's plummeted like a rock, just like Disney has, as it should. And I don't think any Christian patriot should even be using that platform, looking at it, or being interested in anything they have to offer, because it, everything they produce out of Hollywood or these like Netflix, it is for one purpose. It's for information control. It is information operations. Okay, so what they're trying to do is warn you, hey, we're looking out for you. We see this threat. We are the ones that are wise and have the answers. We saw this coming. So you can look to us for the solutions and the answers because we're so wise that we saw this coming, just like COVID. World Economic Forum, tied to the World Health Organization and all the other globalists, warned of this pandemic. So when it happens, like when it was released, when it was time to pull the trigger, then they said, oh, our experts saw this coming, and we've murder boarded this. We've sandboxed this. We have wargamed this, and we have come up with, we've run the course on all the possible solutions and to find the best way to respond to this. So what they're doing is they're positioning themselves as the leaders for the world to turn to for the answers. It is the Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem, they create the solution, and then they engineer the problem so they can bring you the solution. Okay, so that is what I see happening here. Now, I'm not sure what to make of Civil War, this movie coming out. I suspect it's going to be much the same thing. Information ops, because these guys don't do anything for no reason. There's a reason. Hollywood would not allow something that doesn't fit their agenda. Lady Liberty and I have gone to 3 movies this year, and we have walked out of 2 of them because of the filthy garbage, woke, they're garbage, absolute garbage. We watched Top Gun and loved it. Oh, come to find out that the leftists didn't like it so much and the Chinese hated it, which is all the more reason to watch it and love it. And we did. The other 2 movies we walked out of. Not even worth staying for after paying for it. So a movie coming out, Civil War, because who's been calling, who's been saying we are at risk of civil war? It has been conservatives. It has been libertarians. It has been those on the right. This has been right side of the aisle talking point, seeing the conflict rise, warning of the danger if we don't correct this, if we continue on this path, there was a high probability of a civil war. Now Hollywood, left woke pedophile land, comes out with a movie, Civil War. In my opinion, that is so they can get ahead of the narrative and create the narrative before a civil war begins. So they're setting the stage for it. The World Economic Forum came out January 18th, 2023. The World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab warned at Cyber Polygon 2021. And I covered this then. I talked about it then. That a lack of cybersecurity had become a clear and immediate danger to our society worldwide. This is exactly what they said about a coming pandemic. The unelected globalists went on to explain in July 2021, quote, "We need vaccines to immunize ourselves. The same is true for cyber attacks." According to the World Economic Forum video, COVID-19 was known as an anticipated risk because they warned us of it, and the same goes for its digital equivalent. What's more, a cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics would spread faster and farther than any biological virus. Quote, "Its reproductive rate would be around 10 times greater than what we've experienced with coronavirus." So basically, the takeaway from this, and I got a lot of documentation on this, is that we need to learn the lessons from COVID-19. And just like we had to isolate ourselves, quarantine ourselves to stop the spread, we will have to quarantine ourselves digitally, electronically, to stop the spread. That means to save you, to save me, to save your bank account, if there's any hope at all, we have to kill the internet. It's going through the cellular networks. We have to kill telecommunications. It's going everywhere. It's taken on a life of its own. Shut everything down except for what they control, which is digitally, virally clean. And then the Great Reset. So there goes the banking. There goes telecommunications. There goes the supply chains. There goes control. There goes individual sovereign national governments. This is the Great Reset is, there's such soft edges on the term the Great Reset compared to what it will really look like when it comes down. So I say all that to say this, I'm going to repeat the message. Become self-reliant as much as you can, store up on food, act like there's a force field, and you cannot, if you could get to the store, if you could find fuel to get to the store, there's nothing at the store. There's nothing to buy if you have cash on you because the store shelves are empty. And you can't get fuel because the grid's down, the power's down, telecommunications is down, banking is down, transportation, GPS, all of this stuff offline. I believe this massive cyber attack that now the globalists are warning us of is a very real thing, and it's an engineered thing. And this is why we are such strong proponents of unconventional communications capabilities, because it will be the dystopian social media when the government will be the only ones controlling the flow of information. So self-reliant as much as possible. What you've got is all you've got. If it happens tomorrow, there's no run into the store to get this or that, maybe for the first few hours with cash only. But more and more stores, they lose power, they shut down. I mean, and we've seen this, where the power was out and you've got cash. Like, well, I have cash. Sorry. There's no way for us to track inventory without the computers. We can't even take cash. They won't even take cash. There's some stores that will, the mom pop stores, but how many of those are left? So something to think about. It is coming. It is coming, and something major is coming because they cannot let Trump be president in 2024. They're going to do everything they can. They're either going to kill Trump or they're going to kill America. They will burn America down just to rule over the ashes rather than have Trump be president again and America be restored to greatness because of good leadership. All right, stick around. Segment three coming up. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this and then this government intrusion, spying, NDAA, all the stuff coming down. We've got a solution for that as well. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision-fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back. Segment three here, and we are talking about the cyber threat, these two new movies coming out, information ops that are taking place, and then also new revelations about the government taking control of information in the name of controlling misinformation, disinformation, extremism, everything else. And there's a lot going on right now. And of course, not to be a negative Nancy show on the week of Christmas, but these things are out there right now and they're really, viral. And they're on a lot of people's minds. Christmas is going to be here and it's going to be gone. And we're going to be looking at 2024. And every day we get closer to the 2024 presidential elections is a borrowed day, because I believe the fuse is lit and something is going to go bang spring, summer, 3 months out, maybe 30 days out from the elections, if we're lucky, to have that much time to prepare. But I look at 9/11 and think how instantly in just moments, America changed, the world changed. And I look at October 7th in southern Israel. It's tourists are flying there. It's you're going on tours of the Holy Land and seeing where Christ walked and seeing all these places, and people were free. They were safe. They were traveling. They're posting videos about Jerusalem and the festivals, and all these churches have these planned annual trip to Israel. Join us and go on these tours. Gone. Done. Over. I mean, screeching halt instantly. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody had the date written on the back of their hand. It took everybody by surprise. And in a moment, everything was different forever. And, I believe that's coming for us here. And I'm just grateful that it hasn't happened yet. I'm grateful that the conflict with Russia, Ukraine, hasn't blown up, pardon the pun, to this point, that China hasn't made a move on Taiwan, because one of their moves is going to be taking out the United States simultaneous to that. Taiwan's working on a resilient communications plan in anticipation of China attacking. This is designed to counter their seabed fiber optic cables and loss of internet, which means, you know, telecommunications, banking, supply, everything. So satellites are their backup plan. Not like China didn't have a plan for the satellites too, including the United States satellites. Cyber attacks will be one of the precursors to China going operational on Taiwan. And they will try to hamstring the United States command and control capabilities. So anyway, let's talk about this new domestic spying. More information is coming out all the time as far as information operations. The S2 Underground Wire came out with this pretty lengthy analysis about domestic spying revelations, new revelations about how the government is collecting data on people. From Law Enforcement Today, progressives and conservatives joined forces to oppose the reauthorization of FISA as part of the NDAA. That's the National Defense Authorization Act, which was just passed with the help of Republicans in Washington, D.C. This is going to allow, until the cyber attacks come and the grid's taken down, while it's up, they're going to make full use of it by gathering information on threats. And I mean threats to the deep state. That's what they're concerned about. Because if they were really concerned about terrorists and terrorism, they've had the warnings and the writing on the wall for years. And they've sidelined people like Joe Guandolo from Understanding the Threat, former FBI special agent who specialized in the Islamic threat. And he warned that the mosques are essentially arms caches in the United States. They're part of the Islamist war machine. Well, they canned him. They kicked him to the curb. They don't want people talking like that. Now, Christopher Wray's greatly concerned about all these blinking red lights about the new terror threat. It's not new. It's just about ready to come to fruition. So now they're going to start talking about it, what a threat it is. But the real threat, and this whole regime even says it's the white Christian nationalists, white supremacists, which is the same as a patriot or the same as a Christian nationalist. It's all the same, right? It's all January Sixers, MAGA patriots. They're all white supremacists. So now there's this aggressive move. And if you don't know what is how our intelligence apparatus works, it is illegal for the United States federal government to spy on American citizens. However, it's not illegal for New Zealand or the UK or Australia to spy on American citizens and collect their data. So this is how they get around it. There's what's called the Five Eyes. I've talked about it before. You guys, longtime listeners, very familiar with this. The Five Eyes is the United States, Canada, the UK, New Zealand, and Australia. Now, there's the Seven Eyes and the Nine Eyes, and you've got Germany and France and a whole host of other countries that also share intelligence. But the Five Eyes are the main ones. They have open carte blanche intelligence sharing with each other. Whatever intel you collect, you share with me. Whatever intel I collect, I share with you. We're all sharing our intel, you know, for better interoperability and seamless merging, fusion of intelligence so we don't have any gaps and overlook something like 9/11, you know, because you could have had a piece of information that I didn't have. And if I would have known that, I could have put this piece together and, well, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. So this is where they abuse the system, because the UK or Australia can sit there and scrape all of your information, your travel, your location data, your contacts, who you're talking to, phone calls, recordings of all your emails, everything. And since they belong to the Five Eyes, the federal government can reach right in there through this fusion system and pull out whatever they want. They didn't collect it on you, so they're not breaking the law. Australia did, and that's not against the law. And since they share information with each other, so by proxy, they're using proxies to spy on their own citizens. This is a huge problem, and the NDAA has opened up new doors, and I don't know all the details of it yet, because I don't have time to track everything, but I know that it has greatly eroded the protection of U.S. citizens from being spied on. MSNBC are even saying the defense bill, NDAA, Elon Musk is, his Elon Musk conspiratorial statements about the NDAA allowing the government to spy on American citizens. Well, it's not a conspiracy, you could say today's conspiracy is tomorrow's headlines. Everything that we've warned about, they said we were conspiracy theorists, and they turned out to be true. And then finally, once you get so far down the road and they can't deny it, then they go, so what? So what? Who cares? Who cares if we're spying on you? Who cares if we're trying to, pervert your children? What's it to you? But all along, when you're warning about it, they're like, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Nobody's trying to do that. So there's a new article that just came out by Reclaim the Net. The U.S. Navy bought surveillance data through ad tech company owned by military contractor, which harvests location data from smartphones. You're welcome. Another one, documents show DHS agency real-time narrative tracking of social media posts in 2020. Judicial Watch came forward with newly acquired evidence of an intriguing alliance during the U.S. 2020 election. The investigative body was able to obtain, via Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, a series of records demonstrating a comprehensive synergy between the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Information Security Agency, that's CISA, and a controversial entity, the Election Integrity Partnership. These files reveal a concerted effort to execute real-time narrative tracking on principal social media networks during the critical days leading up to the 2020 election. This is how people got put on the radar to start to get looked at closely, a lot of our J6ers. Interestingly, these records illustrate instances of social media post takedowns and an intentional avoidance of creating public records that would be subject to the FOIA process. So they're trying to control the narrative, and now Washington State is using artificial intelligence to do this, to take down, this just came out this week. We'll be talking about it on the morning commute. So anyway, I'm going to close out. We'll bring Lady Liberty on for segment four, several things. She's got some things to talk about. But I just wanted to say it's time for American patriots to start tightening up their electronic security, protecting it from surveillance. And there are some tools that you can use to enhance your privacy. Now, if somebody's targeting you, like, let's say if you are a Iranian nuclear physicist, no information you have is going to be safe. It's going to be pried into brute force, subtle tactics, every tactic you can dream of. But Joe Blow citizen, just living your life and you have conservative values and you're talking to your friends about it, how do you make yourself not a target? How do you not be, I guess, low-hanging fruit for them to just pick easily? There is a series that I did a few years back called The Underground Project. And part of it's relevant, part of it's not. The part of it is The Underground Project. And it was designed with a pastor, a missionary. Let's say you're in a restricted area. The authorities want to arrest your pastor. You want to put him underground and still be able to function and communicate, but avoid being, you know, incarcerated by some oppressive evil regime. So I use this hypothetical scenario of, let's say the United States gets attacked by, gets invaded by China. China takes over, they take control, they ban unauthorized churches. So they're going to arrest your pastor because he's teaching unauthorized content. And your congregation decides you're not going to let your pastor get arrested. So how do you go underground in that kind of a situation? Of course, a lot of missionaries that work overseas in restricted areas have used the Underground Project to help enhance their security and anonymity and security, PERSEC, you know, personal information security, InfoSec, ComSec, all of these things that will help prevent people from getting, you know, minimize people getting thrown in jail or your church taken down or whatever. So the other portion of that series, though, is privacy and anonymity tools to be able to communicate and function in a grid up situation while you have the internet, using tools that are available that makes it extremely difficult for somebody to prevent you from being able to communicate or locate you or identify who's communicating and the content that you're communicating. So those are the tools I'm going to brush off because you have the right as an American citizen to privacy. There are people that are being accused of being domestic homeland extremist terrorist potential threats because they're going to school board meetings to protest sexualized content and pornography in their kids' schools. And that's just absolutely unacceptable. So how do you communicate? How do you increase your security, digital and electronic security, from surveillance, from harvesting your data, tracking your data? And, you know, this is also very, I guess, legitimate with cybercrime out there now and just corporate media, the selling of your information for marketing purposes is just unbelievable. That you've got, well, a lot of cybercrime as well. So these tools are just relevant for the times that we're in. And I am going to be revisiting that after the first of the year and updating some of that information out because it's, you know, 5 to 6 years old and the world has changed. There are email services that we recommended then that are out of business now, and there's new ones that are effective now that are, you know, basically the thing to use now. So I'm going to update that. Anyway, I don't want to get long-winded with that, but I did want to cover it. I do have a lot of thoughts on a lot of this stuff, and we are going to be revisiting that in 2024 as early as possible. I've got a couple projects to move off my plate, and then we'll revisit that. Anyway, segment 4 coming up here with Lady Liberty. You'll be joining me in the studio here in just a second, so stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Mm-hmm.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment four, the fourth and final segment of episode 23-39. And the, oh my goodness, the last weekly podcast of 2023. I just thought of that. Yeah, well, I've got Lady Liberty in the studio, and that was fun, but the giveaway and segment one.
Oh, yeah, it always is. That's really cool.
Just neat stuff. All right, so you've got a couple things lined up. Washington State, I mentioned this in the last segment, they've got this AI misinformation, disinformation, malinformation thing going on that we just came across yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, so talk about that.
Well, okay, so all sorts of crazy, nutty stuff is going on, and it's all election related. No surprise, because like we have described before in this show, as well as in the morning commute, is that the election fraud tools, the electronic voting machines, the mail-in ballots that they just produce by the millions and China ships them over in cargo containers, right. You know, Sidney Powell exposed that. And basically, all of the election fraud tools are their number one weapon. Yeah. And they've figured that out across the whole world, that all you have to do is tell the people they can vote and then don't tell them that you have the ability to change the outcome of every single vote with the push of a button.
Yep.
You can make millions, literally millions and millions of votes disappear in a split second and make them reappear for the other candidate. It's just a matter of just like pushing buttons on your phone.
Yep.
And so the fact that they know that is their number one controlling tool of the whole world, they're doing it everywhere except Argentina.
Right.
Everywhere except Netherlands, Argentina, where they threw out all the electronic voting machines the primary, which is the only reason Milei got in to presidency.
Yep.
And
the only reason why Trump didn't get in.
Well, exactly. And so it's this little weapon of theirs is so important that if anybody even wants to talk about election fraud and electronic voting machine fraud, they want to basically shut you up and even press charges if they can get away with it.
That's the other side to this two-pronged approach. First of all, steal the elections. Secondly, when people discover evidence of it, cut off their voice.
Yeah, either that or try to turn them into criminals.
Right.
Which, you know, that's the most preposterous garbage on the planet.
Yeah,
that,
Soviet.
That here you've caught a criminal in the middle of, I mean, red-handed in the middle of the most heinous crime, and they turn the tide back on you and call you the criminal when it's those people that need to go to jail.
That's what the Soviets did. That's what the East Germans did. That's what all these communist regimes have done.
Right.
And just like, and including the communist regime we have now.
Right. And I would even venture to say that the weapon of electronic voting machines and fraudulent ballots is more effective than nuclear weapons. Seriously. Because look at what they've been able to do worldwide through these fraudulent electronically controlled elections, where especially like Dominion voting machines is primarily owned by the Chinese.
Right.
And so to think that those are the machines that are in control of our major elections, our presidential elections, that's stunning to think that we would even allow them. And so, as you all know, there are things that we can do, and especially if we demand it, especially if we decide to actually take a stand and get really, really loud while we have the chance before the next election,
yeah,
and demand that Congress ban the electronic voting machines and mail-in ballots. And so we have that bill on our website, and over 800 people have copy-pasted that and sent that to their congressman.
Yep.
And we have as well sent out quite a few of them.
Yes.
And so as you also know, the only person that responded back was President Trump himself. We yeah. sent it to yep. President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and he had enough time to respond. None of the other congressmen have.
Yeah, and not one single congress member has entered a bill to ban electronic voting machines.
That's right.
But they approved the NDAA.
Right.
Oh yeah, with all this garbage in it for spying on Americans and
right. We've got
of other powers. They yeah. Go ahead.
We've got criminals in charge of the justice system.
Right.
That is absolutely insane. That's like saying, okay, well, now the mob controls the country, you know,
right.
the mob. And so everybody is just out of luck, and they'll use the laws to their advantage. But when it comes to them and all of their criminal behavior, everybody just politely looks the other way.
Well, and there's a word for that. It's called corruption.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And in fact, here's the latest, greatest example of the insane corruption our country is experiencing and that we're allowing to happen. But this is flat out illegal. This is a flat out example of fascism in its truest form. We've got the Washington State Secretary of State office that is working with a community college who has contracted the use of a UK-based company that uses artificial intelligence to find election-related content in social media and determines whether that is true and whether that is false. And then this is reported back to the state through this AI
system.
Company. And so... So essentially what this is doing is they're actually picking out different social media posts, logging them, and telling these social media companies that they have to block them or erase yeah. them or get them off. So anytime somebody says this is election fraud and here is evidence, they want it wiped off, and
yep. it's misinformation. We yeah. ask that you remove this post, or even flag the person and remove the person from their platform.
Right, which that alone, that action right there is first of all, that's a fascist
yeah.
system where you've got the Secretary of State co-opting with a private entity that is a community college who is contracting with this AI firm,
yes.
and then the Secretary of State is using this info, and
right.
it's being sent back to the Secretary of State. That's illegal. That is a fascist form of government. That goes against Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. And then the other part that is illegal is that, well, any election interference whatsoever is illegal.
Yep.
And, well, so I guess the third point is that it viciously violates our First Amendment rights of free speech.
Yes.
And so we need to get on top of this garbage. I mean,
yeah, agreed.
Either we stand up and say, you cannot tell us what we can say and what we can't say, especially if it doesn't agree with what you're doing in a criminal manner.
Right.
You know, and...
So this video that was just put out, who put this video out on Rumble?
Okay, so this Rumble video is posted by Educated Electors, and the title is a little bit misleading because this UK-based company is called Logically, right? That's the name of the company.
Oh, okay.
And so when you read this title, the title is Washington Secretary of Surveillance and Logically Reports Exposed. And so that's a tough one to read. Boy, all
that's a horribly written sentence.
First of all, it's the Secretary of State, but they're dubbing it the Secretary of Surveillance now that they're in the business of monitoring people's social media posts about election results. And so just like you were saying earlier, the Stasi, all of the Nazi propagandists, Goebbels would just be in awe of what our government absolutely. In the United States is doing right now.
Yep. So want to roll this clip?
Yep, we've got this clip here, and this is just the intro. This is just the first 3 minutes. It's 14 minutes long, and I highly encourage you to go and listen to this because it's quite eyebrow-raising. That, in addition to the fact that it just so happens to coincide with the fact that Georgia Secretary of State also just canceled a meeting that was already scheduled. It was a public meeting about the 2020 recount fraud. Oh. And what a surprise. Secretary of State just up and cancels it out of the blue for no reason because they've got evidence.
Because it was misinformation. So we're
right. And so we are expecting this to be kind of an indicator of what we're going to expect for the rest of this election period,
right,
where all of the Democrat states and the secretary of these Democrat states are now going to just, basically try to steal the next election by refusing to allow anybody to describe any kind of election fraud going on.
Right. Wow. Okay. So let's roll this clip then. And this is from election.
Again, this is from Educated Electors. And here's what they have to say.
The Washington Secretary of State's office is now being referred to as the Secretary of Surveillance by some Washington voters. And while it may sound like a joke, it's actually quite accurate. Let me explain. A couple of years ago, the Secretary of State's office started a new department within the office called Information Security and Response. And sure, it sounds like an important matter and something we may need to protect our elections, right? But the problem is the department is focusing on combating misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, also known as MDM. Early on, this was accomplished through flagging social media posts containing information that they disagreed with and sending them to CIS and EIISIC or directly to the platforms for escalation with the social media companies. And their goal was to get the posts removed and, in some instances, get the user banned.
Here's an actual email sent to CIS from someone at the Washington Secretary of State's office identifying posts that they want removed. The email says, the tweets below allege that the election in Washington was rigged or that vote by mail was implemented to benefit Democrats. There's no evidence to back any of these claims. Then it goes on to list 21 links to posts that they want removed. This is from someone at the Secretary of State's office, and they're also copying the emails to others in the office as well as the Information Security and Response Director and staff. Here's the reply from CIS. Thank you for submitting your misinformation report to the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. We have received it and have all the information we need to move forward. If you've already reported directly to the social media platform, please let us know so we can link the two reports together. We have already forwarded your report to our partners, the CISA, who will send it to the DHS to follow up with the platforms or just bully them into removing it, and the Election Integrity Partnership at Stanford University, who will analyze the report to determine if it's part of a larger disinformation effort. We will update you when we hear something, and if we don't hear anything, we will call them back every 24 hours to nag them about it. Then it goes on to say that people can report these things themselves to the various agencies and list several contacts to do so, including emails for the FBI, Facebook, Twitter, Google, TikTok, Nextdoor, and Snapchat. They also offer a guide which gives step-by-step instructions on how to effectively report and remove social media posts of American citizens.
Well, that's very revealing. We're going to play that on the morning commute, too.
That's right. And we're also going to post that link on our Telegram channel, the Morning Commute Telegram channel. So if any of you want to go and see that, it'll be in the resources tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And either that or you can just look it up for yourself on Rumble. And again, that title, that crazy sounding title is Washington Secretary of Surveillance and Logically Reports Exposed. And so, I'm just 14 minutes and it's well worth your time.
Yep, absolutely. Good stuff. Well, thank you for that. Anything else?
Oh, absolutely. There's tons and tons more, and we'll be getting to all the rest of that on the morning commute this week.
All right. Looking forward to it. Well, thanks for sitting in with us. Kind of a late night on Sunday night, but
that's right.
It'll be all there for our listeners Monday morning.
That's right.
Okay, guys, you have a blessed week. You be safe out there, and Merry Christmas to everybody. God bless you all. And once again, we will not have a weekly podcast next Sunday. That's Christmas Eve. So enjoy your time with your family, with your friends. Pray for the Republic. Pray for Israel. Keep us in your prayers as well. We sure appreciate that. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.